I did tell you, I wanted to hear from Joe Shane with a couple of the things that he said yesterday when he met the media.
Yeah, this Fan Focus is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. We're going to need some effort from Joe Shane. Can't be effortless like Chef IQ.
Art Stapleton. Do we like him?
Love Art.
We like Art. Art was very classy yesterday, and the reason I'm bringing up Art's name is that one of the things I wanted to be asked of Joe Shane was, why do you still have your job? And I know that's a very direct kind of douchey-in question, but I think it needed to be asked because most Giant fans don't want him back. And I have to give Art credit. He's very classy. He's not a shock jock. He was very classy, and he explained, hey, Joe, a lot of Giant fans don't want you back. Can you explain why you think you deserve to come back? Now, Art, I respected the way you asked the question, but I feel here at WFAN we need to spice it up a little bit. So we decided to go into the archives of WFAN history to its most famous interview. And that, of course, was when Mike Milbury joined Mike and the Mad Dog many years ago, and Christopher Mad Dog Russo was very aggressive in asking Mike Milbury why he still has a job. So before you hear Joe Shane's answer, no offense, Art, we decided to cut you out and insert Christopher Mad Dog Russo asking Joe Shane why he should still have his job. Take a listen.
How are you to the GM?
Well,
you have Chris, done a, you, let's be fair. You got to say it the way it is. You have not done a good job here. And yet you continue to hire and fire coaches. Your drafting is pathetic. You have not done a good job with your trades.
You're
continually sitting
Chris,
in that seat.
Ask the question.
I did. Why is it the GM?
For me, it's, you know, early on I made mistakes. I'm fortunate to have great ownership here where you're allowed to stub your toe and try to course correct. And over the last couple of years, we've been able to add a franchise quarterback. You've been able to add a, you know, number one receiver in Malik Nabers, who, you know, again, I'm looking forward to getting him back. And there are, you know, the defensive line, the pass rushers, there's pieces in place that also make this an attractive job. So looking at where we're going, where the build is, what the plan is moving forward, and seeing the vision through is why I think that's the case, Art.
Do you like his answer? Because obviously it is a fair question, even if Chris asked that very meanly many years ago, which is, why do you still have a job? And I think the way Chris described Mike Milbury actually has a lot of similarities to Joe Shane. You draft a bit terrible. You hire and fire coaches.
You have not done a good job here.
It fits. Do you buy, as someone who didn't want him back, like Sean does not, is not pro Joe Shane, did you like his answer?
No. Okay. It's an expected answer, but no. Here's my issue. He's even in his metaphor, he's underselling what's gone wrong. When you stub your toe, Joe, you fractured the whole damn foot. Like, okay, you hit on Malik Nabers. Jackson Dart, you do deserve credit because you traded up, even if that was a Dable guy. But the worst GMs in football, and even Mike Milbury in hockey, still make positive moves for a franchise. You shouldn't be 100% failure, even if you suck. So what I want to hear is, you're allowed to stub your toe and get better. You started stubbing your toe 5 years ago. Why is it still stubbed? Like, that would be my follow-up to that. You stubbed your toe. How did you not stub it anymore?
Yeah,
you
sure
just won four games. Actually, really only won two games. But
how would you answer this if you're Joe Shane? I mean, obviously, you don't want him back. But if you are asked directly, why should you return as general manager, explain yourself since we can't ask the owners, how would you have answered that?
I'm a big fan of self-ownership. It's how I got through schools, the fat kid with acne. It's how I get through this career, right? So it's simply this. You get in front of what they're going to say or what everybody's going to think about your answer. So I would answer it this way and just say, look, I'm not an idiot. I consider myself a good football mind. A lot of the moves I have flat out sucked. But I do like what I've done the last 2 years. And honestly, if I was hired 2 years ago and you looked at my past first two off seasons, I think everybody could look at that objectively and say, we're building in the right direction. The win total hasn't been good enough. I'm out of swings. I need to get this coach hire right because I do believe the right coach with one more right off season, we are right in the fold in what is a very wide open NFC. Do I deserve to come back? Honestly, under other ownership? Probably not, but I'm thankful for this opportunity, and I'm going to do my damn best to make sure the Giant fans get back to having respectful football.
You can't say under other ownership.
Yeah, sure you can.
Fired.
No, because it's a credit to them. That, you know what? I'm glad they had the leniency. Like, I say it in that way. Yeah. Just other teams probably would have fired me. I'm glad I wasn't because I do think I've built something the last few years.
You know what the problem is? And look, this is very different than when James Dolan doesn't speak until Craig calls him. because John Mara is going through a lot right now. And yes. I don't expect him to have to go in front of a microphone.
No.
But that question of why should you come back isn't for him. It really isn't.
I know.
Just like the question Dog asked of Mike Milbury was really for Charles Wong. It wasn't for the guy who still has a job. The guy who still has a job says, I'm doing the best I can.
Your
and he
drafting is pathetic.
Now, honestly, Evan, and that is like the huge elephant in the room with the New York Giants. And it's so unfair to ask of Joe Shane. And it's unfair of ownership knowing what's going on right now to put anybody in front of a microphone. But I think at the heart of it, all Giant fans want to know right now is Joe Shane being retained due to everything going on with John Mara's illness? I think that's a fair question people want to know, which is, we understand there's real life stuff going on here. Do you not... You're already going through a head coaching search. Can we not go through a GM search too? I think Giant fans want to know that. I don't know who the right person to ask is that. Under other, because we heard John Mara last year when he was healthy say, "I'm running out of patience." Remember that
John was great last year because
great.
He answered all the questions whether you liked it or not.
And nobody in their wildest dreams wants to go through what John and his family are going through right now. So I just would like to know, and I wonder, is Joe Shane the right person to ask this? Is that playing into why Joe Shane is back? I think that's the only question Giant fans want to know right now.
One other question that was asked of Joe Shane I'd like to play, and then we'll get to your telephone calls, 888-808-1019. And that was, will Jackson Dart have a say in who the next head coach is?
Input? He might meet somebody, but I don't know about input. You know, I love him, but he's 22 years old or 23, whatever he is, and he's got 1 year in the league. So could he potentially meet a candidate? Sure, but... you know, we'll make the decision ultimately.
Boy, he just completely bitch-slapped Jackson Dart.
Also, I mean, right now I trust Jackson Dart's football intellect more than Joe Shane.
No, I know, and I think a part of why that question gets asked is because Cam Ward said he wanted to be a part of the process. Input is the word. Obviously, you're not deciding, but do we factor in that person's opinion? And the truth is, here's my opinion on this. I think they should. Now, that doesn't mean he's deciding, but you want someone's input. Like, think of this? Not, should we hire him? But, like, ultimately, you make the decision, but I don't think it hurts to just see what the... I don't care how old he is. I thought that was actually very condescending by Joe Shane. He laughed it off. He talked about his age. Like, what does he know about football? He's not as smart as me. Like, don't you think that when one of the big parts of the job is nurturing that player, you should just see what the player feels about that prospective head coach?
No, we decided to surprise him.
You can make the case...
That was good. You think a James Dolan drop on him.
You could make the case that this hire is just as important for Jackson Dart's financial future as it is Joe Shane's.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Not that Jackson Dart should have the stamp of approval. That's a terrible way to answer that. I think simply you go through the interview process. I think the best way to say it is, look, when we get down to our finalists, will we talk to Jackson as an important part of this future, as we will other players, insert that, even if he doesn't really mean it. Sure, but ultimately we're going to make the final decision on what we think is best for
the team. That's the perfect answer, and that's all I'm saying, too. Yeah. Like, I like input. That would be the way I would do it. If I was ever president of the United States, I'd have so many people in my cabinet who disagree with me, agree with me. Like, I want to hear everything, and then ultimately, if you're the leader, you got to make a decision. So ultimately, I assume it's ownership making this decision. They have to make the decision with all the information at hand, and one of the little bits of information that would be nice to have is what Jackson Dart thinks of that person. 888-808-1019. Jorge in Manalapan. What's going on today, Jorge?
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Evan, longtime fan. I started listening to you back in 2007 with Joe when I was struggling my way through all 5 years it took me to graduate college.
nice.
With like an hour commute each way. And hot take, it was the best show still to this day since Mike and Dog.
That was very nice of you. We appreciate it.
I got no problem. So I got one point and I got one quick story. I'll hang up and listen to what you guys think. So as far as the head coaching search, I agree with Sean as far as giving Kafka credit for whatever he did to get maybe Carter back in line and get us playing a little more doggish the last few games. I would keep him as offensive coordinator. Always liked him as one. I think he's done pretty well with varying degrees of talent each year. I'd keep him around just because we need discipline. I would bring in, obviously, a coach with experience. I'd bring in a defensive coordinator with experience, more of a disciplinarian type. It's a young team. They need old school discipline if we want the old school results. That's just my opinion. Raheem Morris is out there. There's going to be other guys out there, I think, that would fit the bill. I'd bring one of those guys in. As far as the head coach goes, I heard an interesting thing the other day. I think someone was talking about it on the Fan with potentially Sean McDermott being out if the Bills don't win the Super Bowl this year. With Joe Shane still being here, got me kind of thinking, are they going to hold out? I mean, they probably will hold out to the season.
They should. But Jorge, it's a great – that's why they should hold out, because – if there's a surprise firing from an underachieving playoff team, and I think the Buffalo Bills not getting to a Super Bowl is a disaster.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that as a division rival trying to put too much pressure on them. The door is open for them.
They're not going to get to Monday.
Well, I disagree with you. I think they're getting to the Super Bowl, but okay, we disagree. Okay. We'll make our picks and we'll all break it down as the week goes on. But I do think that you continue the process as long as possible just in case there's a surprise entrant. With that said, I'm going to be very open and honest about this. I can't stand Sean McDermott. I think he's scum. I think what he did with his, I'm going to pump the team up by saying they should be terrorists from like 9/11, and then his non-apology, I can't stand looking at him. So I am going to remove myself from that question. Would you want Sean McDermott to be the head coach?
I've learned, unfortunately, to pay attention to the on-the-field resume as opposed to the off-the-field stuff as much as that disgusts me. But even the on-the-field stuff, he doesn't interest me as much as Kevin Stefanski. He just doesn't. He's had Josh Allen. He's done wonders. But, like, again, I'm getting into that Mike McCarthy territory. If you couldn't get it done there, getting over the hump, what makes me think you're going to get it done here?
David's up in Michigan. Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Great, great show. You are my favorite show since I've been listening since 1988.
Well, that's very kind.
So,
very kind.
I want to talk about this perspective. I don't know if Sean saw any of my tweets, but as far as whether the Giants should have won those last two games, whether they should fire Shane, here's my perspective. This is a business. I spent 40 years, I'm retired now, I spent 40 years as a journalist writing about business for big business magazines and newspapers. If this was a real company, okay, not run by somebody born to dynastic wealth like John Mara or Woody Johnson, these guys would have been, all of them, Mara, Shane, and the other owner would have been fired 5 years ago by a responsible board. These guys are terrible at their jobs. The only reason that this isn't happening is because John Mara, and God bless him and his battle, he's a terrible manager, as most dynastic wealth owners are. And I'll give you an example of a guy who did it right. Bill Ford, who's a guy I covered in my life, was born to dynastic wealth. He took over as CEO at the behest of his father.
Yeah, but wait, because I'm going to go back to the dynastic owners in this town. How about the guy who was here yesterday?
Uh-huh.
James Dolan. He sucked as an owner.
He did.
Dynastic wealth. Now we view him as a pretty good owner. Now, ask the question, why? What happened? Did James Dolan have a come-to-Jesus moment when it came to ownership? He found the right guy.
That's all it's about.
That's what this is all about. And I'll defend John Mara and Woody Johnson in this regard. They are terrible owners. As of right now, based on results, you cannot argue with me. That's not me being mean. Those are the facts. The people they have hired have failed for a decade. Good people, nice people, that's irrelevant. They have done a terrible job owning their teams. But I firmly believe if Woody Johnson accidentally hired the right guy, the way James Dolan may have accidentally hired the right guy on Leon Rose, he'd let him cook.
Yeah.
If John Mara hires the right guy, he'd let him cook.
I agree.
And unfortunately, as angry as we get at owners, the way I did about the Wilpons for all those years, they're the owners.
Right.
They're not going anywhere. So we can criticize them, which is fair game, as long as we're respectful. Uh-huh. And I think everything I just said is fact-based, so I'm being respectful. But nothing's going to change it.
Do you think they want to get this wrong? Like, do we think John Mara wants to get the Joe Shane situation wrong?
No, of course not.
So that's it. It's just about, you're right. Get it right. That's it. Get it right. That's all we care about. And then we'll look at him as great owner. Period.
Get it right.
Get it right.
And then we won't fight.
Yes.
That's not good.
That, you're going to need to work on that.
Yeah, sorry about that. Tim is in Mottville. Good afternoon, Tim.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for making it.
I just had a question. Of course, anytime. Oh, excuse me. I just had a question for Sean. If he is still going to boycott the U.S. hockey tournament at the Olympics like he did for the Four Nations because he's afraid of his blue skirts getting hurt.
Okay. First of all, there's enough of them hurt already.
Now, let me clarify before you answer the question. So when the NHL had the Four Nations tournament last year that a lot of hockey fans loved, Sean was very anti the tournament. He wouldn't watch it. He boycotted it because he didn't like the idea of NHL players in the middle of a regular season competing in a tournament that had nothing to do with the team he roots for and the teams in the NHL. As Tim points out, I almost forgot about it, but the Olympics are coming up.
Uh-huh.
And the NHL is doing the same thing. It's why the Islanders don't have the All-Star game this year. It's next year. They're shutting the sport down so that guys can compete in the Olympics. He wants to know, Sean, are you pulling the same boycott you pulled a year ago, or are you a giant hypocrite?
Okay, so this is complicated. And last year when you heard me rail on the Four Nations, my issue was I'm not a fan of made-up tournaments out of thin air. Just the same thing with the NBA in season. Great for the sport, all of it. I didn't like shutting down the sport for 2 weeks for it. The Olympics are the Olympics. There's something standard about it. However, I've been majorly turned off the last couple weeks hearing players talk about the Olympics. Adam Fox didn't make the Olympic team. JT Miller did, and Vincent Trocheck did. And this idea, like JT Miller was hurt, and the idea of, well, he's, you know, he looks like he's on track to be ready for the Olympics. I don't give a crap if he's on track to get ready for the Olympics. Go out there and play for the hockey team that is paying you to play. I don't like the way the NHL has now turned this Four Nations into the Olympics. So this is seemingly what these players care about more, and I find it disgusting, frankly.
Speaking of hockey, Big Mac, who will be with Craig Carton coming up at 2 o'clock. I have great respect for you, Big Mac. I'm going to break the secret. No one knows about this. It was private between me and you, but what you did was a test, and you passed the test, okay? So yesterday, Sean, I, and Tiki made a short-term bet on what Chris McMonagle's question for James Dolan would be. His first question for James Dolan would
be. McGonagall.
And so my guess was he's going to ask about Chris Drury. What Tiki and Sean didn't know is I privately went to Big Mac and said, could you do me a favor?
Are you serious?
I said, we kind of made this bet on the air. Do you mind making sure your first question is about Chris Drury? And Big Mac did the honorable thing. He said, let me see where the interview is going.
Ah.
Like, I'm not just going to commit to it. So that's what you did. Yes. Obviously, James Dolan kind of like picked on you a little bit. But outside of that,
we decided to surprise him.
I went right back to get it. But yeah, no. First of all, I just want to make it clear that I had no intention of cheating on any bet.
Okay.
He texted me, what's your first question to Dolan? That's it. He didn't say, hey, we have this bet, we have this thing. He said, what's your first question to Dolan? And I said, I don't know, you know, whatever I answered. And then I went back and listened because I know this clown. And then he came out and he's like, oh, listen, feel free to make it about Drury. I was like, yeah. I was like, I'm not making it about, if that's where it goes, if we get to the Rangers by the time I ask my first question, which was on the table, by the way.
I know.
So, but yeah, no, it was good.
Yeah, were you embarrassed with your stuttering in front of him?
I don't think I stuttered that bad
in
front of him.
He didn't stutter. It's that Dolan gave him crap.
I just wanted to see if he
I kind of said, you know, well, did you go to, how would I put it? I think, did you go to Tom? We completely surprised him.
It was fine. Like, it was a funny
We can replay it for you, but you don't have headphones, so you may not be able to hear.
That's fine. I remember what it was.
All right. Well, the audience may not, so maybe.
Okay. Now, did you go to Tom and discuss these changes, or did you just and take his...
No, we decided to surprise him with...
We so perfect.
All right, Big Mac. We love you.
That's
and good job being honorable, because honestly, that would have been a bad job.
You think I would like go out of my way to ask the question that you want to on-air bet with them?
Here's what sneaky and shady.
He did text me. He admitted it. I would not. Here's the honorable part I would have kept. I would have never told them that you texted me.
Thank you.
That I would have never done. You admitted that on your own.
Here's the real question.
Yeah.
What's your first question for Rob Manfred when he joins you guys on Thursday? You better have some.
I got some for Rob Manfred.
Oh, God.
That's tomorrow on Thursday?
Thursday. Yeah.
What time is that at? I got to clear my schedule.
I want to say he said 4:30.
All right.
But
that's the most excited. I've known you for years. Most excited I've been for you.
Talk to Rob Manfred?
You and Rob Manfred,
well,
I'm in.
Apparently Boone's coming in, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, that's not as
Boone's exciting. A nice guy.
I mean, Boone's just, come on. He's a nice guy,
I got to play up the Yankee Shill thing.
Will you
I'm very, very excited.
Will you be able to talk or just lips on his ass cheeks?
No, yeah, I'll go right for him. I'm going to make sure. That was the only reason that I made sure we had the seats separate, is that I could have Boone next to me when he comes in.
Good for you.
Yes, otherwise, you know.
Show going to start on time today?
I hope so.
All right.
Heard about that. Well, great job, Big Mac. You're awesome.
You guys did a great job.
All right. See you guys.
I genuinely
nice Toy Story, Toy Story shirt. I love it.
Thank you. It's all the buzz.
Chris McMonagle. He'll be on with Craig coming up at about 2:11 or 2:07, whatever time he is. For those that are not aware, the show had some minor technical issues. It started a few minutes late. Yeah. So it was not Big Mac's fault. It wasn't Craig's fault. It was nobody's fault.
Could have potentially been my fault. I could have helped out Pete loading something.
Could have been Sean's fault. Wasn't it? It was nobody. Listen, sometimes things happen. Yeah. Let's go to Andrew down in Jupiter, Florida. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks.
Just wanted to throw my hat into the ring with the idea for the Giants head coaching spot. But I'm going to preface this point by saying that I'm a Jets fan, unfortunately. And I know, Evan, you named one of your kids after the Jets. I do everything I can to keep my kids away from the Jets because they just – you don't want that life. They are the worst franchise, not only in the NFL, but in all of sports. And it's not even close. But that's a discussion for a different day. If the Giants really want to get serious, they go after Bill Belichick. And if you're Joe Shane – If you're Joe Shane and your job is on the line, you get this wrong, you're done. I go out with Bill Belichick, and if it doesn't work out, then what are you going to do? Like, I mean, if I can't get that right, then
yeah. Here's the way I view Bill Belichick, and I wouldn't want to hire him. But I mentioned to you earlier, I'm a very open-minded guy, and I want to hear everything. I even mentioned with my criticism of Aaron Glenn last year, I didn't have an issue with him not bringing Rodgers back. I had an issue with him not talking to Aaron Rodgers. You needed to be open-minded. You needed to have a discussion. And I thought that was the first thing I ripped Aaron Glenn about. Most people didn't have a big issue with it. I know Tiki kind of downplayed it. But you remember that. I had a big issue with it. I said, talk to the guy. There's something you can learn. I bring that up because you should absolutely call Bill Belichick. Would I hire him? Probably not. But I would absolutely converse with him.
Okay.
See if there's an interest. See if there's a conversation. I'm not sure how this works because he's obviously a currently active college coach. Does he need permission? Does he do it secretly? Is it a clandestine meeting? I said that wrong. Clandestine. Where's Tiki?
Is it clandestine?
Whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A secret meeting in the middle of the night.
The Roscoe Diner.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great.
How about that?
That's what I would do. So before you get angry or anyone gets angry about, I want to hire Bill. I actually don't want to hire Bill, but I do believe you got to be open-minded when you're talking about all-time greats. Aaron Rodgers was an all-time great. There should have been a discussion. Bill Belichick is an all-time great. There should be a discussion.
I don't mind that. Even picking his brain, even if you don't plan on hiring him, and you know maybe you pick up on something there that leads you in the right direction of the right coach, I'm with you. The truth about Bill Belichick, guys, is like, just watch him now. Watch him with the Jordan Hudson stuff. He just feels like Weekend at Bernie's. Like somebody's just propped up what used to be Bill Belichick, and he's there, and it's just, it's weird now. There's too much there for me to touch
on. I hate to say it, but I kind of agree with you. I kind of do. Quick baseball note, including an update on our free agency bingo here at Evan and Tiki with Sean Morash. Toll-free numbers 888-808-1019. The second edition of the Cinco de Luncho coming up shortly.